Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you want to get out and soak in live music, there are plenty of options. So much so, it's kind of tough to keep track of all the talent moving through Sacramento and beyond. Cap Radio Music is coming to the rescue, sifting through the noise, curating some of the best performances to add to your calendar in the coming weeks. So joining us is Cap Radio's host of Hey Listen, Nick Bruner, and Andrew Garcia, host of Music and News. Good morning.
Hi, Vicky.
Morning, Vicky.
Thanks for making the trip down the hallway.
Oh, man. It's a snowy journey.
All right. So let's get things started. The first concert, I believe, Andrew, you're going to be taking this. It starts next week, right? On Wednesday, about a week from now?
Yeah, it'll be Turnstile and JPEG Mafia, who on paper would not really seem as like likely touring mates. You've got sort of a glitchy avant-garde, almost hip-hop from JPEG Mafia, and a hardcore punk with like a smidge of indie rock influences with Turnstile. But they have a few similarities, being from Baltimore originally, being really wide crossovers as far as like the influences they draw from, and they are known for putting on really raucous live shows. So it should be really fun.
Great. And then the next song is Mystery by Turnstile.
Yes, it's quite a good one off of their really huge hit they got a Grammy nomination for, Glow On. And it's been so long, so the mystery gone. And it's been so long, oh, the mystery.
I love that. It kind of brings me back to like my high school youth and songs I would listen to.
Nice. Well, you should make it out to the show. If you do, I recommend bringing a pair of sensible shoes.
Yes.
Because it should be quite an active event.
Absolutely. So the next artist and the concert is actually going to be at the Red Museum, and that's here in Sacramento. I haven't heard about this venue before.
You haven't been to the Red Museum
yet,
Vicky? This is straight up your alley. I think you would absolutely love it. The Red Museum is over on C Street and 15th, and it is a it's an artist kind of loft area. There's always like rotating art installations coming and going out of there, and really great showcases. Lots of up-and-coming indie rock acts and hip-hop acts. It also serves as a place you can rent out if you have a band and you want to you have it for a practice room. And the people who own it are just gigantic sweethearts. The Red Museum, forever in my heart.
So if you head to the Bay Area that Wednesday, you can come back and head to the Red Museum on Saturday, March 4th, and check out the Snares.
Yes. Oh, man, the Snares are fantastic. They're up-and-coming. They've been releasing a couple of singles. They released an EP in 2021, a few singles after that. Full album release is what we're celebrating here on March the 4th at the Red Museum. The Snares play this kind of like psych rock that is just plain big. And for me, listening to them is like this release. It's just cutting loose and flailing. Music that I can feel more than I can understand lyrically, which is absolutely fine by me, especially given how much reverb is just soaked on all of the Snares music.
All right, well, let's take a listen to their song, Kids with Drugs. How can you not move around to that?
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know. I don't think there's a good answer for that.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so the next artist, I mean, I think arguably has maybe the most playful name of the bunch that we're listening to today. It's Pokey LaFarge, and they're going to be performing at Harlow's on March 7th.
Ah, yes, Pokey. Pokey LaFarge has about 10 albums out of this kind of Western blues folk tradition, this like troubadour swing that he's most known for. He was born in Bloomington, Illinois, which is where I used to live shortly after college, which is why, Vicky, I'm holding you and everybody hostage to a tune that he wrote 10 years ago, because I don't care about his new stuff. It's all very, very good. I'm nothing if not wistful for the climes of the land of Lincoln, and that's why we're going to listen to Central Time.
Yeah, and he actually received praise and even released music under a label from Jack White with the White Stripes, right?
Yeah, in fact, that's where this song comes from. This album is self-titled. Pokey LaFarge. It was put out on Third Man Records in 2013.
Well, let's get right to it. Here's Central Time.
I won't worry if the world don't like me. I won't let them waste my time. Gonna change my mind. I've been fine getting by on Central Time.
I love that. It's like a Midwest swing.
It really is. And I could tell just by watching him. Andrew, your little dance over there during that tune, you're inspired to start a jug band now, aren't you?
I am going to start a jug band. And I like that tune specifically for the geography lesson that is also located with it.
It does help.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Infotainment.
Right. So we're moving from Pokey to something a little more angsty, right, Andrew?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this how could you not be?
Yeah, future teens, they're going to be performing at Goldfield's Trading Post on March 8th.
Yes, it should be very fun. The band describes themselves as bummer pop, which I think is a really good encapsulation
of
their sound.
Yeah,
sad bangers, as the kids would call it today. It's quite good. It's really uncanny to listen to through some sort of alchemy. They're able to take really heavy subject matter like relationship problems and sobriety and somehow craft them into something that's like really infectious and super fun to dance along to.
So we're going to take a listen to Same Difference.
Did I finally start to figure it?
Like a Jimmy Eat World feel for it a little bit, at least when I was listening to them. I just want to ask the both of you, because you're doing this every other week. You're really lining up some cool concerts for people to see. How does it feel to actually go to these concerts after not having them for so long after the last couple of years?
Natural. It doesn't feel like I missed a step, really. I'm an aging millennial. So I feel like my concert.
You and I both.
Yes, you as well. You know the fame. I feel like it's just been it's been good. I only go to maybe like a couple of concerts a month, which actually kind of sounds like a lot saying it out loud. But I've been enthusiastic to see what's coming. It's been more exciting to see what's coming back to the area than for me to actually participate in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Andrew?
For me, live music is often like a catharsis. It kind of, you know, makes me feel alive and connected to the greater community through like a love of music. And that was really something that was tough to miss out on for so long. So it feels very good. It's sort of like a tune-up for the car, I think, for me, mentally, to make it out to live music. So it feels really good, and I'm glad the broader community is hopefully getting out to these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you both for putting together this list. And make sure and follow Cap Radio's Instagram page, correct?
That's yes. Right.
That is Nick Bruner, host of Hey Listen, Cap Radio's Modern Music Discovery Program, and Andrew Garcia, host of News and Music. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. We do have a programming note. Tomorrow, in place of Insight, we're going to be airing a special marking 1 year since the start of the war in Ukraine. So have a great rest of the weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.
Save to see. It's simple, but isn't easy to make some room for somebody.